Hello and welcome back to the Common Cult Podcast. A cult podcast is real takes and no clickbait. I'm Josh Hudgens, joined by Dan Hertzler. Dan, we are almost here.
We are, man. It's been a long, exciting roller coaster off season. And when you think about a year ago to who the Colts were to who they are now, it is wild to think about all the changes that have gone on. But hey, this is it. This is the time to get excited. This is the time where every team believes that they can go and make a crazy Super Bowl run. Josh, we're going to give our predictions this episode. What are some of these big predictions that we're going to give here?
Well, Dan, we're going to go record. We're going to talk some other stuff. And I want to say that early, obviously, when the schedule comes out, it's fun to predict things. But the roster hasn't been formed yet. Other teams haven't been formed yet. So it's really tough to get a good gauge on things. We've seen preseason. We know who's starting. We know Richardson's starting now. So it's a lot easier and I think a little more accurate some of these predictions are going to be now that we've waited a little bit. But it's certainly been a cruel summer to all you Taylor Swift fans out there. My wife's going to like hearing it. And if you're a guy looking to make a move on a girl, say you know what cruel summer is and it'll help you out. But anyway, that's besides the point. Dan, the record's kind of the big one. Let's talk about that first. How are you feeling now that the Colts have made their cuts? We had an episode last week where we were a little upset about some of the moves. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm still not a big fan of this overall roster construction. I understand the youth movement, but I think they could have got and added some veterans, some presence to help them out. But that being said, I'm going to be the eternal optimist here. I'm going to predict that they're going to go 7-10. That's my really optimistic projection. And the reason why I believe that is because I'm putting a lot of faith on Shane Steichen and Anthony Richardson. I think these two are going to carry us. I think we're going to have a lot more scores in the 30s and 20s. Defense is going to do their part, but Richardson's going to make three good plays, one bad play. Some games it's going to be three bad plays and one good play. 7-10, they're going to split within their division, go 3-3. Then they're going to find four wins on their schedule.
I'm looking at the schedule, and earlier this offseason, I was thinking they're a 9-win football team. I've dropped that now. I've got them at 5-12. And the reason being, early in the season, they've got Houston, they've got the Rams, they've got Tennessee. They've got some winnable games on the schedule. The problem is they don't now, at least the first four games, they're not going to have Jonathan Taylor back or even at all. So I feel like that's a big enough drop where he could have made a big impact for, especially an early career Anthony Richardson, that might swing the needle a little bit on some of these games. The truth is the Colts schedule is not that tough this year, but with questions at running back, questions on the O-line, really questions on the receiver, question a tight end. I know we have five tight ends and we like our tight ends, but some unproven tight ends. And questions at quarterback at the end of the day. And I'm a realist and an optimist at the same time. And sometimes I want to be more optimistic than a realist, but I think I gotta shoot it straight here and say, hey, look, 5-12 is probably what the Colts are gonna be. And honestly, what matters more than being 5-12 is how's Anthony Richardson gonna do? And what's he going to look like? And how's he going to progress? And that's kind of what I almost care about more than the record. And Richardson, I think, has a chance to finish top. I'm going to say he's going to be a nominee for Rookie of the Year this year. I think he could be that high of a player. I think the Colts' record will hinder him from being Rookie of the Year, though. I think that's going to correlate in winning the award, but he's going to be right up there.
Hey, the NFL to me is all about who's a quarterback and who's your head coach. The other stuff matters. I'm not saying it's not completely worthless, but the number two questions are who is your quarterback and who's your head coach? I think the Colts got this right. They're young. It's going to take them some time, but I am with you 100%. I think Anthony Richardson is going to be a top three Rookie of the Year candidate. Yep. I think you're going to see lots of high numbers when it comes to average numbers. So passing average, running average. You're going to see a good amount of touchdowns. You're going to see a lot of good amount of interceptions. Yeah. You're going to see some fumbles. You're going to see some rushing touchdowns. You're going to get the whole bag with Anthony Richardson. And I think he's going to have a really good year. And on top of that, I'm kind of predicting my big breakout player, I'm going with Alex Pierce. I know he's a second-year guy, and I'm going to say that if you are a fantasy football guy, you do any of those drafts, you're looking for a late sleeper, Alex Pierce is your guy. He is going to have a home run or bust. Now, that's not a huge thing in fantasy football. You want more consistency, but what? late round guy. Hey, why not? I think he's going to end up with 9 to 10 touchdowns this season. I think Alex Pierce is going to have a breakout year.
Yeah, that's a really good pick. I know in the preseason we seen him drop that deep pass, but it seems like him and AR have kind of developed a little bit of chemistry a little bit, and he targeted him often in the preseason. For me, if I'm going to say, hey, my breakout guy, I think it's going to be Kwity Paye. And the Colts need him to be that breakout guy. And it's kind of an important year for him. And if the Colts have a guy coming off the edge, that immediately, I mean, you have Buckner, you've got Stewart. If they have an edge guy, all of a sudden that cornerback problem we've got, that we're like, we're not so sure how this is going to look, that doesn't look so bad if you got Kwity Paye screaming off the edge, hitting a quarterback on the blind side. I'm just saying, not only, I'm kind of hopeful here, but he just needs to have that kind of year. And some, for pass rushers especially, it takes a little bit of time for them to develop. And he was a little raw coming out of college. So there's some hope there that maybe he will have a big year. And that would just be so big for the Colts to have that coming off the edge.
Let me give you one extra bonus here. Another prediction I just thought of, and I think it's going to happen. I think Colts Nation need to be prepared that this is Shaq Leonard's last year playing with the Indianapolis Colts.
Whoa.
I don't think he's going to play after this year, whether he's going to retire, he's going to get traded, he's just going to get cut. This is going to be the last year for Shaq Leonard, Indianapolis Colts.
You think just injuries or performance and injuries? Is that?
Yeah, I think time. I think where he's been tracking, and I think the Colts are going to look at what he offers for contract to what his production is. It's just not worth it at that position, and they're going to move on in some way. But this is Shaq Leonard's last year as a Colt.
That would be crazy. I know this preseason he was just in concussion protocol again. He had a concussion last year. So, man, I hope that's not true because he would be a big addition to the defense. I hope that one's not true. All right, stat line. One final one. AR5, what's the stats going to be? Season end, how many yards, how many touchdowns? Lock it in.
3,500 passing. Another 750 rushing. He's going to have over 30 combined touchdowns running and rushing. And he's going to have a combined 20 turnovers, probably 15 to 18 passing and another, 3 to 5 fumbles. So 3,500, over 30 touchdowns, over 20 turnovers, top three rookie of the year.
Yeah, I'm owing 3,000 passing yards, another 500 to 600 rushing yards, 30 total touchdowns, and I don't think turnovers are going to be as bad as people think. I think a lot of times when rookie quarterbacks throw a lot of interceptions, it's the Mannings, it's the Lux, it's the dropback passers who have had a lot put on their plate and they make those turnovers. I think Richardson's running is going to help lower that number. I'm going to say 15 total turnovers, fumbles, and interceptions. I don't think the turnovers are going to be as bad as we think. But guys, let us know what you think. What's your predictions? I want to hear Richardson predictions. I want to hear record predictions. What do you think about Dan's prediction about Shaq Leonard? I hope it's not true. Let us know in the comments. The Colts are back. Football is back. We're a week away, and we hope you join us, subscribe to our channel, and come along on the ride with us. Thanks again for watching, guys, and have a great day.